So it was that less than a day later, when Leha Fall received notification that the Rockhound would be there within 12 hours, she sent back a polite and vague response and issued the orders to the captain of the second ship, the Starstalker. Captain Vin Holper had leapt at the opportunity. An older man with pale green eyes and black hair elegantly going to gray, he was a Saber who had once been well on his way to becoming a lord. No one knew for sure what had happened, but there had been some sort of scandal, and then there was no more talk of promotions. Still, Talon had regarded him well enough to bring him along. Successful completion of this task would go a long way to restoring Holper's favor. The order had come from Talon to Fall to Holper, and he obeyed. The Starstalker's light freighter, piloted by Holper himself, soared above the sand, zipping speedily and smoothly toward its destination, due west of Trema. The object of their desire appeared in the distance, the bright sunlight bouncing harshly off it, and everyone had to squint and remember to not look directly at the fountain of the Hutt Ancients. Holper had been sent all documentation of the ancient natural formation. He read disinterestedly about the wintrium that formed the beautiful glassine sculpture, how long it had been in existence, how sacred it was to the Clatuinians, what a vital role it had in the making of the Treaty of Vontor. He knew that his ship would not be permitted within a kilometer radius of the fountain because all modern technology was forbidden. He did not particularly care about any of it. He did, however, care very much about pleasing Sarosu Talon and recovering his lost status. And so it was that he was completely calm when the first warnings came.
Fountain security to unknown vessel. You are approaching within 5 kilometers of the fountain. Please alter your course.
Holper tucked his robes about him more comfortably as he sat in his chair. He extended his senses in the Force, attentive to his crew's emotions. Some of them were a little uneasy. Not, he suspected, out of any mere qualms, but about possibly being caught and punished. Others were excited, eager, enjoying even this little adventure after waiting and doing nothing for so long. Still others were neutral, not caring one way or the other. Holper made note of all of it. When this was done, he would reward those who had faith in him and the mission, and mete out punishment for those who did not.
Unknown vessel, you are rapidly approaching the forbidden radius of 1 kilometer. Alter your course immediately, or we will open fire!
Holper leaned forward and thumbed the intercom.
As we discussed, he said, we'll have to be fast. Anyul Marjok, are you ready?
Copy, sir.
Anyul, 24, blonde and lithe, and Marjok, a white-haired Kashiri male, were standing ready to leap out of the ship as soon as the hatch opened and execute their task quickly. He'd chosen them carefully. Both were Sabers, given that high honor at comparatively young ages. Both were physically fit, swift, and disciplined. They were prepared. Now, finally, Holper's heart sped up. It was a risky maneuver, although Talon had made it sound like child's play. The very law that they were violating was what would protect them long enough for them to succeed. The Clatuinians opened fire from several small blaster cannons. Holper frowned slightly as the ship took a blow and rocked. It could withstand much more than this, but he had hoped that even a minor attack would be avoided. He wanted to bring the ship whole into the Maw, to find Abeloth, glory, and his restored name. And then, suddenly, the firing stopped. Holper actually laughed, a short bark.